VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Everybody, welcome back to a brand spanking edition of the VSN Arcade Radio Podcast, sponsored by VirtualSportsNetwork.com. Sign up for the forums today. This is episode number 92, and if you want to check us out on the Twitter, go ahead and hit us at capitalize VSN lowercase gaming all together. Without further ado, I am your host, Jay Dizzle, along for the ride. But this evening with me is the one and only Mr. Producer Man himself, Mr. Swirly. How you doing, man?
I can't complain.
There might be one thing that you could complain about today, though. Just one. You're so hateful.
Why you gotta be like that?
His legendary Bo Sox lost today. I'm just saying. Marlins are terrible, but, you know, I have to feed on somebody else's negativity.
Sorry, we are defending world champions, so.
Everybody started off 0-0 at the beginning of the season. It's a new season, man.
We're still defending.
Still terrible.
I look forward to the Bo Sox not making it to the playoffs this year.
And you guys had to take our catcher that we didn't want to bring back.
Had to or wanted to?
Well, if you wanted to, I guess that's cool.
Well, we were thinking about getting A-Rod, too, you know? Just saying. Anyways, that's not important. What is important is the man to my right, the one-arm assassin himself, Mr. Nub. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Sure. Chilling.
Try not to be mad at trials.
That's nigh impossible.
I just turned it off.
That's a fight you're
going to
lose.
Did you rage quit? You just turned it off.
I just turned it off. I'm going to play Diablo instead.
Trying not to be mad at trials. That's a fight you're going to lose every day.
Those words just don't fit together in a sentence.
Yeah.
Anywho, like I was saying before, this is a podcast that speaks to everyone that enjoys the ideas, the thoughts, the planning behind everything that is video games, as well as gaming itself and beyond. So we are going to start off, as usual, with games played as well as pickups. So we're going to start off with you, Mr. Swirly. What have you been playing recently?
Like always, lots of Forza 5.
Cool. With the league still going on?
Yeah, Sunday Night Racing is still going on at the Apex Racing League. We just finished Season 1, which I am very happy to announce that yours truly came out victorious and is a champion.
Yeah, I probably cheated.
I'm just good now.
I feel like you cheated.
Cheat codes, game genies.
But we got Season 2 starting up next week. And then my other league that I race in over on another site is starting this week. So that should be pretty fun.
You said that for the past 2 weeks. What is this other site?
Realistic Racing.
Sign up for their forums today.
Pretty hardcore Forts guys.
Sweet.
And I've been playing some Trials Fusion. It's hard not to throw controllers and murder human beings while playing that game sometimes, but you know, I'm having some fun here and there with that. And I am playing through Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time HD.
Nice.
And I'm absolutely loving it.
Cool. Alright, to add to that part of the conversation, have you picked up anything recently as far as playing wise?
A few things. Like I said, I'm sure our listeners could guess from before, picked up Trials Fusion, just the digital version. I picked up a few things over the PSN flash sale over the weekend. I got Crash Bandicoot 1 through 3, Crash Team Racing, and Back to the Future, the game. I'm very excited to have Crash Bandicoot for the Naughty Dog versions. Fuck all that other crap.
Yeah, I think I played the original Crash Bandicoot for PS1. Thought that was pretty cool. I don't think I really touched the other ones. I really wanted to try Crash Team Racing. Never got into that. But then I heard years later about the rubber banding in that game, and I just thought,
That game was awesome.
Yeah, well, if you needed the one alternative to Mario Kart, that was pretty much it. None of this Donkey Kong Racing or Diddy Kong Racing had come to the fore yet, so.
And the Sega stuff.
That's true. What was the Sega stuff? The Sonic, it's not Sonic Racing Transform.
There's a few Sonic ones. I don't know. I don't know when the first one was made, though.
There was a Genesis game.
There's the Sony karting games now, too.
Not sure.
Although I have to say, I think I preferred the Mod Nation over Little Big Planet.
Yeah, it's really weird because I noticed a lot when it came to the PlayStation 2 backlog. Like, if we're just going forward here, not even paying attention to what time Crash Team Racing came out. I noticed a lot on PlayStation 2, like, since THQ still had the Nickelodeon license. Like, you see a lot of karting games that just included Nicktoons that nobody actually knew about. So you see, like, a lot of Jimmy Neutron versus SpongeBob.
That sounds awesome.
A little bit. Okay, have you picked up anything else besides Trials and Crash and any other games?
Today I picked up, I traded in Rise because I'm not going to finish that game. It's just so boring. It was fun for, like, the first hour.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just the exact same thing over and over and over. So I traded it in, and with my Gamers Club Unlocked discounts and whatnot, I ended up picking up Dead Rising 3 for like $15.
Ooh, so, that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the mood just to run around and destroy zombies.
I will tell you, from what I've seen through Giant Bomb, and hearing their stories about it, it's very easy to grind levels in that game. Like, right before you even do the first set of missions, you can get all the way up to, like, level 50. And then everything else is just way, 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 way too easy. Not that anybody would care, especially if they're playing a Dead Rising game, because that's pretty much the point. But it's fairly simple to just overpower the game before you even start. Fair warning.
Yeah.
But, let's move on to Nub. Aside from Trials, which you just recently turned off in a white hot rage,
It was no rage. I've been playing way too much Diablo, and I can't stop.
Oh, that's okay.
Really, it is okay, actually. Like, it's not a bad problem to have, but way too much Diablo. And Team Up on NBA 2K. Because I love Team Up. Like, we did Team Up when I had my 360. It was great times. Now I'm playing with a bunch of people that aren't even on the site. But we just clown. That's all we do. We clown.
Now, is this the same type of clowning that you did to one Mr. Bomberuski a while back? Or is this a different
That was not a while back. That was only a week ago. And I do have video that I do need to post.
I need
to post it. And no, we really are just clowning. Like, now that I have my camera and I can record party chat audio, you should be able to hear some of the ridiculous things that we talk about. Like, last night, we were singing terrible rap songs because that's what we wanted to entertain ourselves with while we were just jacking up half-court three-pointers for an entire half. Trying to see if we can make one.
So basically, you're just repeating like Rex and FX and Will Smith summertime songs.
More like Soulja Boy and Jibs. Like really bad rap songs. While we're sitting there just shooting half court three pointers for legit the third and fourth quarter of the game because it was already so out of hand.
Nice. Yeah, I have a. It's not really a good story, but. I remember going through school listening to Soulja Boy because that's pretty much everybody when YouTube was still kind of in its infancy. people were looking up Soulja Boy videos, and there was a no-hit wonder guy by the name of Hurricane Chris.
That is not a no-hit wonder guy, just so we all understand.
How many hits did he hit?
He has a single hit.
Okay. Okay, he has one hit, but basically he was in league with somebody in my film class that would help him do YouTube snippets, and every time he would finish out his videos, it was always 5150 Ratchet. And
yep.
I still don't understand what that means. Pretty sure it's popular at the time. The era of early to mid-2000s rap is not looked kindly upon those who are big into, like, radio and MTV type stuff, so. But I'm happy that you actually liked singing the songs while you were playing some basketball.
It was too funny. Like, we were dying. We were. But yeah, team up Diablo and Trials. That's pretty much what it's been doing.
Man, I keep seeing IGN posting impressions and shit on Diablo for PS4, and I'm like, fucking give us the game already.
I agree.
They are all ready to take every little single bit of that dick up the ass. Like, we love Diablo.
I want
love that
to
shit.
Give them my money. And they won't let me.
Get multiple review copies. Hook me up. Because, you
did.
Know, I play a ton of Diablo already.
We did get a review copy for the PS3 version.
Yeah, I know. And now we need multiple ones because...
We do.
I'm going to play the crap out of some Diablo, like I always do.
I'm so ready.
I got a buddy of mine that's consistently hounding me about getting the PlayStation 4 version of that, and I'm just like, I don't really like Diablo, but okay. Well,
there's no reason not to like Diablo, especially Reaper Souls. See, you haven't even played Reaper Souls, Swally, but it changes everything for the better. It is amazing.
It's just spouting nonsense.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I've just never gotten into Diablo, and now apparently this is the one to play if you're going to play Diablo.
You should.
I'll take his word for it. Check it out when it hits. Other games you've been playing recently, have you picked up any games besides Trials?
Negative. I'm trying to not spend all my money like I did last month.
I hear you.
I'm trying to go to a music festival in 3 weeks.
Okay.
But when May comes around and Watch Dogs and stuff, more stuff comes out, like, I fully intend on getting, like, fucking Octodad, because who doesn't like, you know, silly things?
Fucking Octodad drops this Tuesday? This week?
As in tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I might pick that up and just start streaming it and say, fuck it.
Exactly, because why? Tell me why that wouldn't be funny. It'd be hilarious.
I think I saw a stream where... I don't know if it was the developers are trying to co-op Octodad, and everybody, I guess it was like an experiment or something like that where they're using the PlayStation Move, and everybody had their own Move stick, and everybody had an individual leg that they were moving while they were playing. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, how the hell is this going to work? And I'm thinking, it's fucking Octodad, it has to work. So I'm looking forward to playing that tomorrow. Let's see. As far as myself, games I'm playing recently, like you guys have been playing some Trials. Other than that, play a little bit of Spelunky. I finally made it back to Olmec during one of the daily challenges. I died promptly.
You've beat him a total of, what, one time?
I've played, according to my death count, I'm up in the 610s now. I beat him once. So, I call that technically beating the game, even though I never made it to King Yama yet. I don't think I'll ever make it to King Yama, and if I make it to the Hell levels, it was by mistake. Like, somebody fucked up. So.
Jay, you're a silly goose.
Spelunky gets fucking hard. I don't care what anybody says. They're like, oh, it's cutesy, it's cartoony. He's like, no, this game is evil. I know when they say roguelike, they're not fucking around when it comes to Spelunky, so. What else? I started up some Mass Effect runs.
Gross.
For whatever strange reason.
Why do you insist on bringing this up every week? Just so I can... You want this to happen.
Well, look. It's just about as bad as when we bring up Kingdom Hearts for you. You have your game, I have mine.
Except Kingdom Hearts is a good game.
I had to retire Dragon Age. Otherwise, I would talk about that consistently.
Whatever. Didn't they just announce a new one for you? Did you get a raging heart on?
Not really. I'm still waiting.
You done? Are you done?
That cover art for Inquisition looks pretty good.
From what... This is not the podcast to talk about Dragon Age 2 spoilers. I will just say that whatever's going on in that cover, I'm like, you guys realize that they just... Spoilers. They defeated the Darkspawn. They just got into the whole big, okay, well now we have the Chantry versus the Mages. Big fight started. And you managed to start it, and now everybody's going to suffer for it in the next game. And I'm guessing Inquisition is, okay, now we have to deal with the Mages fighting, the Chantry fighting, your own little sect that you work for, more Dirt Spawn, demons, all sorts of horse shit that you got to deal with as you play. It feels like how Mass Effect 3 was like, okay, well, it's basically the ending of the story, but we're going to have to do a bunch of like cleanup missions. It's going to be like that with Inquisition, where you have to do a bunch of little things before you get to do the big thing at the end of the game, which I'm totally fine with.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it looks cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's next gen. You can't go wrong with that unless, you know, you do certain games that look shitty on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One so far. Other than that, as far as
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Rocking, I kind of want to play that.
Rocking that clean 720p.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. What happened?
Amazing Spider-Man 2, 720p.
I want to play.
PS4. To the point they had to definitely delay the Xbox One version. This is a real thing.
I laugh every... It's not a real diss on Xbox One, but I laugh every time somebody brings up, oh, this is the resolution. This is how many pixels are on screen at once for PlayStation 4, and then you try to hear something from Xbox. So, like, we are working on it. I'm just like, what the fuck? You guys have pretty much almost the same hardware as PlayStation 4. You should be getting this shit. And it sounded like it's an opposite case of like how everybody was.
It's not the same.
I know, but it sounds like an opposite case of what happened with the PlayStation 3 versus the Xbox. Everybody's like, oh, we love the Xbox. Really easy to use. PlayStation 3, fucking hard as shit to use.
PlayStation 3 was strong.
Yeah, that fucking cell technology that nobody can handle, and now it's just. Nobody can handle the Xbox One. We don't know what the fuck to do with it other than it's weaker hardware.
It's not that they can't handle it. It's actually weaker.
Yeah. And I'm seriously surprised that nobody wants to work on the Wii U versus the Xbox One. I mean, it's...
That is a good question.
It's like, what the fuck? All you have to do is... You have downported games, but it'll be like an up-res version PlayStation 3 games. That's not terrible. I mean, technically it's not next-gen, but it could be worse. We went on a tangent. Anyways, pickups I have, like you guys, Trials Fusion. What else did I pick up? I did not take advantage of the 99-cent deal during Easter weekend like I should have. I thought about getting Braid. Thought against it, though. Other than that, I don't know. I haven't picked up any real games afterwards, so. But, let's see. Since we are looking forward into the future as far as May and June games are concerned, I thought we'd talk a little bit about what we all are looking forward to when it comes to the upcoming months. So, Nub, when it comes to May and or June, what are you looking forward to playing?
Watch Dogs. And hoping it's not Assassin's Creed all over again and being stupid. That's my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, I would assume it's just... present-day... ground level Assassin's Creed, but you're not assassinating anybody. You're finding.
I just hope it's not Assassin's Creed 1 bad. I'll be so disappointed.
Well, if they said they're going to make a whole new series, that just means that this will be the ground level like Assassin's Creed 1 is, and everything else afterwards is good.
Yeah, but they know what not to do.
And no, we're not going to say that Assassin's Creed 2 was good either. Alright? Kidding yourself.
I think you're still salty that you didn't finish that game.
I got far enough to know that I didn't want to finish it. No. It's not that I couldn't finish it. I was so done.
Are you just mad that you're playing an Italian guy that didn't happen to be a plumber?
No.
Okay.
No. It was like, this is the same shit. I can't deal. I quit.
Okay. So other than Watch Dogs, anything else you might be looking
for? I pretty much just have Watch Dogs on the brain.
Okay. How about you, Swirly? What are you looking forward to in the coming months?
I've got 3 pre-orders for May, and that includes MLB 14 for PS4.
Nice.
I'm probably just going to get it just to beat you two at a game that I shouldn't be beating you in. True story.
I'm absolutely terrible at online.
I don't even like baseball. What are you talking about?
I didn't really get into last year's game, and I'm just dying to start a new Red to the Show guy and just play the fuck out of it.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say, everything I heard about online mode for PlayStation 3 so far is shitty, so I'm hoping that that's not the same case when it comes to PlayStation 4.
It wouldn't affect my purchase.
True story. You can play Road to the Show as much as you want.
I'm also very much looking forward to Watch Dogs hacking shit with my phone 24/7. I'm in for that. And I am very excited for Mario Kart 8.
That's right. You stole the Wii U from work.
Not from work. I want it. For my local business.
Business.
I'm very excited for that game. Although
I won that 360 from Atlas.
Yeah, except he hasn't sold his Wii U yet.
Well, congratulations.
I need to fire it up.
I needed a PS4 for the Lolo.
I hear you. Go ahead, Swirly. Sorry.
No, I was just saying I haven't fired it up in months. I need to get back into some Lego City or something. As for June, it's kind of wait and see. I'm cautiously excited for, what the hell is that game coming out in early June?
Isn't that Destiny, beta coming on?
Yeah, that's just the beta.
But does that really count?
That doesn't count.
Dude, I mean, that game is gonna be the shit no matter what.
Everybody's gonna be playing that, but Jesus, out of like the first 2 levels of that thing, every single
over
fucking
and over again.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it's going down.
What the hell is the name of that game where you're the cop and you're trying to solve your own murder?
Oh, Murdered Soul Suspect.
Yeah, I'm cautiously excited for that. I want to hear a little bit more, some impressions or something. I will get The Last of Us remastered in June. I'll pick that up.
Double dip.
And then I still don't know about the Elder Scrolls. I mean,
nope.
I want to play. I don't want to pay for the subscription. I don't know which side's going to win out.
I've heard nothing, but on top of it just being Skyrim Online, now I'm hearing stuff about how duping's not a bad thing. People did that way longer than before we were playing video games, but basically people are finding like end level shit and just duping it in their guild banks. So basically if you're level 10, you're still rolling around like dragon plate armor when you're not even supposed to have it. And I think they were the force to nerf everything, nuke the entire server so everybody's back at level 1. Or just, you know, put everybody in like leather armor and just get rid of all their good shit that they
managed to steal the game already.
Yeah. Like, you can dupe gold, too, so people are running around with, like, billions of gold just buying whatever the fuck they wanted. It's hilarious.
I don't know. There could be enough games that I get throughout those 2 months that I won't have to get it. But we'll see. But I'm definitely in for MLB 14, Mario Kart, Watch Dogs, and The Last of Us. Everything else is kind of wait and see.
Okay. Oh, I like Swirly, and nope. I want to play MLB The Show 14 for PlayStation 4 just because I want to see next-gen gaming that isn't just an upward. Not that NBA 2K14 wasn't an upward.
You didn't play Infamous?
Yeah, that's real.
Talking about sports gaming.
That's real.
You should say sports, then.
Okay, I meant sports gaming. My mistake. But basically, I want to see like next gen sports gaming. I'm sure Madden was great. I'm not buying Madden. I'm waiting until it either comes out this summer or this fall, depending on how they do their scheduling now for current gen consoles. Let's see what else. Wolfenstein, the new one that's coming out soon. I want to check that out. If nothing else, and then get into the Doom beta. From what I've seen through gameplay clips, it looks pretty cool, but I gotta see reviews first.
One that if it wasn't a crowded month, I probably would get that on day one. But I think that's gonna have to wait until till into the summer when it's a little barren.
Unless you're like in a sports league type of situation when it comes to your console, or if you're just using your PlayStation 4 to play Blu-ray, or maybe use it for Amazon or Netflix or WWE Network or whatever, you're starved for games. So when Wolfenstein comes out, I fully expect a lot of people to either play it on their PC or on their next-gen consoles, or current-gen consoles. So Wolfenstein may not sell the same numbers as, let's say, an Infamous, or maybe it's still gonna make this money. So I'm looking forward to that. Plus, you know, it's got that pedigree name when it comes to Wolfenstein. I don't think there's really been a bad Wolfenstein game. So I mean, there's been okay games, but there hasn't been like a huge stinker when it comes to Wolfenstein name. So looking forward to that. Also, like you guys, I'm looking forward to The Last of Us Remastered. Just because I sold my old copy, so I need to finish the new. I need to finish the story, and I want to play it online, see how it works. And I'm hoping it's.
You never played online.
I played with you online.
That's right. You sucked at it.
Shut up! You died more than I did.
I'm pretty sure you still sucked.
Yeah, whatever. We sucked together on a game that was not that great.
I may have died more than you, but I definitely had more kills.
I had more strategic value with pointing out people before they shot me to death. Pointing out folks. Anyways, I want to play it to see how it looks. I really hope it's not just an up-res version like Tomb Raider was. Not that Tomb Raider was bad, but I want to see some good shit, because they were all about, okay, when we're coming out with was it PlayStation Now, whatever that streaming network was, they're like, oh, well, you get to play The Last of Us, the PlayStation 3 version. Makes me wonder, okay, well, if you're going to eventually do the PlayStation 4 version, I need to see what it looks like on disc first. So, and it comes with the DLC that just came out with it, too. So
right.
That's Left Behind fun. Was awesome.
Totally never got to play it.
It was so good.
I can't wait. That's like the main reason I'm even buying.
It was
I have no problem double dipping, but that's the reason for it.
Definitely. What else? Watch Dogs, obviously, because we've waited for so fucking long. We need to see what it looks like. I'm not like those who are like just completely burnt out on the game, but I still want to see what the end product is. If it's just going to be an okay game, fine. If it's a shitty game, I really want to see why. Other than they had to restart the whole entire project at one point. If it's going to be awesome sauce, I really want to see that shit too. Especially when it comes to counter-op type of games where you're playing and then somebody else is playing as an enemy character in the middle of your game if you're online. I want to see that stuff. Also, there was a title. It was the same company that made, or the same development team that made Mars Warlogs. It had a really cool trailer, and then the game turned out to be a complete pile of shit. What's the game? Company's name. Spiders, I think it was. But they're coming out with a game called Bound by Flame. And basically you play as a mercenary that has been possessed by like a fire demon. And you hear these things like, okay, well, it's not Skyrim and it's not Dark Souls or Demon Souls or Dark Souls 2. They're trying to do their own thing. It's not like The Witcher either, but it has a combo system that you can work towards. As you play, they have a system where you can either go sword and board, or I guess like use bow and arrows, stuff like that, or you can use magic. But the caveat to that is every time you use magic or like demon powers, you give up a piece of your soul towards the demon that is possessing you. So eventually, like, I guess that might end up you either becoming fully evil as your character, or it just ends the game. So I want to see that dynamic and see how cool that is. Also, I don't know if it's Bound by Flame or some other game where they were just talking about how it's not Dragon Age, but it's kind of like they're doing some sort of choice system like they did with Mass Effect, but in a medieval setting, so I kind of want to see what that is about. So, this is a chance for spiders to redeem themselves, so. Not holding my breath and seeing it make above like a 7, as far as like a rating scale is concerned, but it's next gen and it's a new game, so I want to check it out. move right along as far as new games are concerned, because E3 is coming up fast.
Oh, man, I think it's still creeping up on us.
I know, yeah. It's stuck up. It's like, hey, you remember how PAX just showed up? They were talking about a new PAX, and fucking GDC just happened, and all this other stuff. Yeah, E3. Motherfuckers forgot E3 is still coming. So.
Less than 2 months.
I need more Kingdom Hearts in my life.
It's definitely like every single month has some gaming thing now. It's ridiculous. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's like if you ever want to do a travel schedule trying to see all these things, you're going to have a tough time. So, start with Swirly. What would you like to see at this upcoming E3?
Obviously, my number one game is Uncharted 4. I really want to see them take... I gotta know something about the game. I mean, all we know is that it's called Uncharted and it's for the PS4.
All we know is that everybody's jumping ship off of it.
I gotta know if my buddy Nolan North's in it. I just gotta know, it's killing me. Other stuff I'm excited to see... Oh... I'm hoping Ubisoft shows something of Far Cry 4. I absolutely love Far Cry 3, and the rumors make it sound like this one has quite a different setting from the others, so that should be pretty cool.
So it's not on an island?
Could be set in the Himalayas.
That's not an island.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? Oh, Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah, because we've heard nothing.
Even though I don't know why people keep calling it 2, because it's a reboot. But Mirror's Edge on last gen was... Oh, that game was so underrated. It was so much fun. I gotta know. I hope EA shows off something on that. And anything Star Wars.
Okay. If it's, like Battlefront.
If it's Battlefront, I'll be happy. If it's Visceral's project, I'll be happy. If BioWare's got something in the world, I don't know, because they've got 2 games in development already. If they're just going to keep working on The Old Republic, I don't care about that. But some Star Wars. Anything else? I mean, there's the typical stuff, like The Division, and, I don't know. Dragon Age, The Witcher, that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, we all know we're going to see
the
that.
The stuff that we don't know about, that's the stuff I'm excited for.
I kind of want to see some more, like some... I'm really excited for Alien Isolation. It looks like it could be a pretty damn good survival horror game. So
basically the only good Aliens themed game that is Aliens Arcade?
Yeah. There's some good looking stuff. But yeah, that's say Uncharted. I kind of forgot what I said. Uncharted, Star Wars, and Far Cry. I think those are my top ones.
Okay.
And you know there's going to be some pretty awesome surprises, too, so.
Wonder Book 2.
I said awesome surprises?
How is that not an awesome surprise? It's going to be PlayStation 4.
I won't judge you, Jay.
I will.
You always judge me. I expect that
all the time.
I do.
Speaking of judgments, what are you looking forward to as far as E3 is concerned?
Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy 15.
I haven't really heard that much about... 15's the sort of modern take, but still has Final Fantasy tropes hooked into it, right?
It's like Kingdom Hearts, but Final Fantasy.
So basically more Kingdom Hearts minus Mickey.
Pretty much. Action battle sequences. Kingdom Hearts. Final Fantasy, Super Jab, gonna be awesome.
I hear you. Anything else?
Of course, Division. Maybe we'll get the actual release of PlayStation Now. So that'll be something to be excited about. Like I said, the stuff that we don't know, that's stuff to be really excited for.
Yeah,
like I was not expecting Kingdom Hearts, and then it happened. And man, tears were indeed shared.
Yeah, I mean, last E3 was all about the consoles. You know that both companies are going to want to come out swinging this year. We're going to get some surprises.
Let's look at my list here. I definitely want to see what AAA titles everybody's cooked up. Obviously, I want to see more stuff like you guys with the Division. More stuff on The Witcher. I'm pretty sure Microsoft's going to do something dumb like, oh, well, we have a demo for Call of Duty, and this is it, since Titanfall kind of didn't do what we wanted it to do.
That's not
check
true.
It out. Oh, it... Okay. I take that back. It did what they wanted it to do.
Just not as effectively.
Yeah. And that's a big surprise because, not a big surprise when it comes to the pricing of the console itself, even though they drove down the prices in certain areas. Still, that game was supposed to be a system seller. It didn't sell enough systems. So, I want to see what Microsoft is coming out of the gate with and not just is it Project something where Project you can make Spark. Your own game and then share it with other people?
Project like Spark.
Yeah, Project Spark, where it's just like, oh, it's not Little Big Planet. It's like adult Little Big Planet. Check it out, guys. I want to see if they have more to do with that. I also want to see when it comes to in-house titles, like what does Sony in-house have? What does Microsoft have? What Nintendo might have, so on and so forth.
Oh, Nintendo! Nintendo needs to show us Zelda already.
Nintendo needs to just fucking show up and not do a Nintendo Direct bullshit thing.
Last year was quite disappointing.
I understand that, you know, they're afraid of coming to America.
They are so hipsters about it.
just show up and none of this. I mean, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze was great, but it's just like, guys need to show up with fucking Kart. You need to show up at Zelda. Show up with fucking Smash. Come up with a reason as to why you're having Smash come out on the 3DS and not on Wii U. You wait during the fucking winter. That's stupid.
Is it?
It is, unless they're not finished. In which case, keep working on it. Make sure that game's perfect. What else? I want to see third-party stuff. Like we said before, with titles like Assassin's Creed stuff, Watch Dogs stuff, any new sports title type of things. I want to see what they have as far as the engine's concerned, because EA was all about, oh yeah, we're going to do EA Ignite or Ignition and check out the new sports engines we got going on. I'm like, okay, well, you guys did your up first ports. I want to see what new shit you have coming out soon. I want to see what you have coming out for Madden. I want to see what you have coming out for FIFA, NBA, so on and so forth. I want to see Tiger Woods, or I guess EA PGA Tour on next gen, and not just the golf club. I want to see something like that. No offense to those who are working on the golf club. I want to see the new not Tiger Woods game. And also I want to see indie titles. This is like a big year for indie titles when it came to stuff like SteamWorld, Octodad just coming out, LeFrozzers came out, so on and so forth. Like a lot of top-notch indie titles came out. I want to see what you guys have coming out down the pipe, or if that was just a one big surge because they had so much time and effort to put into the new systems, and then that was it. I want to see new stuff. I don't care if it's fucking Papers, Please. Give me something on PlayStation 4 for me to buy, guys.
Oh, I just remembered something. I wrote about a rumor the other day.
Where was you write it at? One more time?
Gamer Assault Weekly.
It's out there, too.
I completely forgot about it, but there's a rumor that Ubisoft is working on a 2D version of Prince of Persia using the UbiArt engine that was utilized in the last two Rayman games and the RPG coming out, Child of Light. I'd have to say
that looks pretty cool.
It's a beautiful engine. I'd have to say that. Like if they did a 2D Prince of Persia with that engine, it'd be pretty cool.
Definitely. Okay, my last little bit. I want to see more when it comes to Oculus Rift. I know that Facebook just decided, oh well, we're going to give you a shit ton of money to complete your Oculus Rift stuff. I want to see what else they have as far as input on that. Or if it's just, you bought it, and here you go. And what else? Project Morpheus. I want to see if Sony has anything on their end when it comes to headset virtual reality type of stuff. And I want to see if Microsoft's going to come out with anything, because they were mentioned to have contracted people to make their own VR headset, but I want to see what's going on with that. So, speaking of news, let's move right along. There's an unfortunate thing that just happened with the Uncharted game that's in the works. I know Swirly had this posted up just today. What happened exactly?
Well, the only known actor that was attached to the project, I mean, obviously there are tons of others that we don't know about, but the guy who did the voice in the teaser trailer during the PS4 launch, to Mr. Todd Stashwick, his role in the game has been recast, and he is no longer affiliated with the game. And if people don't know, he has signed on at Visceral, maybe a few weeks ago or so, the news came out, that he's co-writing the story for their Star Wars project, and he's doing it with Amy Hennig, who has been just left Naughty Dog earlier this year. And she was the creative director on the Uncharted series. So, I mean, it's hard not to think that there's something going on here and these are related. But, yeah, the other stuff, the other people that have left, it didn't really worry me because people leave studios all the time. But to recast a character, I mean, we don't really know how big his role was in the game.
But he was working on the game for at least 6 months, right? There had to be something.
Yeah, well, he was attached to it for 6 months. We don't really know anything, but I mean, he was basically the face of the game since they haven't announced anything else about it. But it's kind of weird.
Well, the former director of the game left to go work over at Riot Games, Riot Studios, the same people working on, League of Legends, I believe. So I figured he wanted to get on the ground floor on that, and then, like you said before, Stashwick went over with Hennig to work on the Star Wars game. I'm going to say it's a coincidence, but at the same token, I'm just like, well, Stashwick pretty much got slighted by the folks are currently working with the Naughty Dog Studios right now, and he's just like, well, Hennig is going to let me work on her game. Why not? I'm still going to be in the gaming business. And paraphrasing a quote from her, I think it was from, again, Giant Bomb, Hennig had mentioned something about how Stashwick was like a huge Star Wars fan, so it was a big get for him to come and co-write the game. So, I don't know. It's not just taking scraps off the Uncharted project itself and making new games with Visceral, but still seems kind of odd.
Like, yeah, I mean, they've got some absolutely great people working on that Star Wars project, but I mean, it's just so weird to recast the only announced person who's voice acting in the game.
I have a conspiracy theory.
What's a conspiracy theory?
The Last of Us team came in and said, this is my shit. And they just started booting people.
Yeah, pretty much what happened, I would assume.
You know, I wasn't so sure about that after the Amy Hennig thing, but now, I mean, you gotta think there might be some truth to that.
I wouldn't think it would be that Stashwick is just being a gigantic D-bag, and then
no,
they're just getting rid of him, because dude's awesome. Yeah, when I've seen him from acting and other stuff he's done off-screen.
I follow him on Twitter, and he sounds like a real nice guy.
So you just don't dump a Stashwick unless you're just, I'm not going to say that you completely scrap what they have so far and are working on something new when it comes to the game, but that might be the case. So, who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say when you don't really know what his character was. It'll be when they start revealing more stuff, it'll be interesting to see how big of a role that character had.
Definitely. Speaking of roles, let's talk a little bit about AC Unity, because apparently they're going to have a four-player co-op campaign that's separate from the actual game. What's that about?
Yeah, that news came out last night, I think. And, I mean, that's something completely new for the series. I mean, it's good that it is separate from the normal campaign. Because that would be, I don't know, there'd probably be a lot of people who wouldn't be too happy about that. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, well, I mean, first of all, if it's true. But a couple of different people have mentioned it. But, I mean, that's something completely new for the series, and it'd be really interesting to see how it works. And the fact that they're giving you a campaign for it.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it's not something trash attached on, like, Far Cry 3 was.
Probably trash.
I mean, it could very well be, but...
I'm going to go and say probably trash.
I like the co-op for Far Cry 3.
I'd love for these companies to prove me wrong, because I talk a lot of shit.
But, I mean, it's... I don't know. I'm really intrigued to see how they would do... how they go about a co-op campaign with that style of gameplay. I'd be really excited to see that.
Team Assassinations.
If it's Wolfpack, but an entire campaign that's not just five missions, I'm all for it.
It's a double team.
Okay. Let's move along here. Phil Spencer, now head poobah of Xbox, basically... he's been paraphrased quite as saying, we need to do more. Can you elaborate on that, Swirly?
Yeah, I mean, ever since this guy, I mean, we all know how big of a D-bag that Don was. And
big Don!
He never seemed to do the right thing.
D-bag extraordinaire.
In the eyes of the gamers. But I mean, ever since Phil's come on, he's said the right things. I mean, he realizes that this console needs games and needs first-party games. They don't just need... I mean, we all saw at the end of the 360s... Well, I guess the era's not really over, but before the new consoles came out, I mean, they weren't really shipping out a lot of their own games except for the same couple of series. And Phil's just saying, you know, we got to do more instead of just relying on third-party stuff and, buying a couple things here and there, which I'm sure everybody agrees with. So, I mean, I said it before. I think he's the right guy for the job over there, and I think he's going to give us some good stuff, hopefully.
Microsoft desperately needed their own face to go with the Xbox One and with their mobile divisions. They needed somebody that nobody like was going to absolutely despise. They needed somebody that was actually going to listen to the people who were buying their products and not just, well, we're making a new Halo. You guys dig Halo, right? So here you go. And we're going to completely have mixed messages when it comes to everybody that we have involved over this little shindig here. But don't worry. Everything will be fine. Spencer has his shit together. And that just makes gaming in general awesome. And if you can help out with the Xbox One, I'm all for it. Because, you know, Sony needs competition, Nintendo needs somebody to look up to, and Microsoft's been coasting for a while on 360, and now they need to pack up their hubris and get together. So that's just the man to do it. So, looking forward to that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think Phil could be, I mean, the face that they need, like Jack was at Sony.
I'm still kind of pissed that Trent just bolted. I mean, he was there for 10-plus years, but... you know,
I'm gonna miss him so sad. Much.
Oh, he was basically the guy. He was the smug face of Sony at the last E3, and now he's gone. They're like,
he was pretty good lead. He was such a good public speaker.
I know it probably will happen, probably won't happen. I'm just hoping that Spencer just pretty much doesn't pull a Trenton. He's like, look at all our awesome shit on Xbox One. Now it's $200. fuck Sony.
Yeah.
So, who knows? It'll be cool to see what he does. Speaking of old, as far as age is concerned, Game Boy just turned 25 years old.
I feel old.
Fuck. Have either of you guys previously owned a Game Boy in your life?
Everyone and their mom.
I didn't own an original Game Boy. I got
I'm better than you then.
I got in on the Game Boy Color.
Now, I played on the original OG Game Boy. I played Tetris on that shit, but it was somebody else's. I did manage to
score. I'm better than you, too.
I had a Game Boy Color.
I had it all. I had that, and then I had the Color.
Did you have a Virtual Boy?
I did.
Sadly.
sadly,
I did as well. God damn it.
Mario Tennis is the shit. Why am I going blind?
Although I would love to reacquire one just to show it off.
I am when it comes to handheld games, I mean, yeah, the Super Nintendo was awesome. Super Scope 6, awesome in theory, but not really great in practice. All little peripherals, little consoles that Nintendo came out with, even though they completely fucked up when it came to disc based technology and allowed PlayStation to actually form. I gotta give it to them when it comes to handhelds. I think they really fucked up when it comes to handheld gaming. Except for, like, maybe the 2DS, and not the regular DS, but the 2D 3DS, which is really stupid.
Oh, I think it's retarded.
It's like playing an extended Tiger handheld system, but you can actually play games on it. But, yeah. 25 years is a long time for Nintendo to keep on keeping on when it comes to handheld systems. So, here's hoping they do like a reissue with like a copy of Pokemon Red or Blue.
I wish they would have kept the Game Boy name, though.
That's true. I think there was a story going along with patent trolling, and basically Nintendo had to patent the name Game Boy, because had they not, like, literally everybody was coming out with their own handheld systems when the Game Boy was kind of popular. So, like, you can't, like, literally the name for handheld systems, like how it used to be with, if you had a gaming system, especially if you had grandparents, you're going to play on the Nintendo, or you're going to play on the Game Boy that you have. Even if you have, like, a Sega Genesis or a Sega Game Gear, it was always, oh, you have a Game Boy. So, big name in the lexicon, so. Anyways, I'm going to wrap it up for this evening.
I have breaking
rumored
news from my boy Handel, who just texted me this. Despite rumors and conspiracy theories, Uncharted gameplay will be shown at
E3.
According to an insider.
I kind of want to see, like, a multiplayer beta like they did with the Subway stuff.
The quote that is kind of taken out of the article, Uncharted 4 gameplay at E3, game has been in the works for almost 3 years. So, I mean, I kind of knew that despite all the stuff that's gone down, that it would be there. I mean, it's one of their biggest hitters. And obviously, it's been in work for a while, because, I mean, that other team is not going to sit there and do nothing, but, oh, I'm excited to see some gameplay.
Cool. Do you think they're going to show off multiplayer gameplay, or do you think it's just going to be all single player?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope it's single player. Cool. Actually, as long as they just show us the characters and the beautifulness of Naughty Dog's graphics.
Them waterfalls and trees, man.
I want to see. Usually they like to keep Sully as a secret, as a little surprise.
I think Sully would be retired as fuck if not dead for this new one.
I love me some Sully, but man, I gotta have Drake and Elena there. I would be super sad if they weren't.
I would think they would pretty much have to kill off Sully this next one if they're actually going to have a reason for Drake to do something. I mean, he was pretty much retired by the end of the game on 3.
Don't you say kill him.
How dare you? They're gonna have him murdered by ninjas at nighttime.
Oh my god, I would cry.
Oh, that'd be pretty rad, actually.
Drake
has to go to, like, Japan to dig up, like, feudal ruins. Oh, wait, that'd be a cop-off from fucking Tomb Raider. Never mind.
One of the big things I'm really excited for is to see what kind of setting the game is going to give us. I mean, obviously we got the pirate thing, but I want to see something. But
maybe they'll bring back the guy that owned that cruise ship that you end up sinking by the end of the one level in Uncharted 3, but he comes back as like a robot.
Something I've been wanting to see for a while is an Uncharted Vita game that you play as Sully in his younger years.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
Because you can never get enough Sully.
He's so awesome.
I'll admit I played him a couple times on multiplayer. Or played as him on multiplayer.
He's my default multiplayer character.
Gotcha. Pink shirt?
I think so.
Nice. Okay. Any other late-breaking news?
I think that does it.
Okay. Let's do final thoughts, and then we'll do shout-outs and outro. So, starting with Dell, because he's always chock-full of final thoughts.
Real talk, huh?
Yeah. What you got for me, man?
Nothing.
Okay. All right,
I'm glad this is over already, because I'm sitting here, and I keep having to mute my mic to cough. For the fucking sake.
We're fucking hanging around all those people in New Orleans, man.
Yeah.
Throwing up on each other, pissing the streets.
It's AIDS and all that stuff all over the place.
Yep. Never know what you catch. Just saying. It's actually a good place. Anyways.
I'm going to get hate mail for that.
Swirly.
No, you're not.
No, actually, you're right. Nobody mails this place in it. This is what I was just saying. Send your thoughts and, I don't know, feelings over to BSN Gaming. On Twitter. Swirly, any final thoughts?
Games.
Games.
Man, this E3 talk got me fucking excited.
Are you finally out of that gamer funk that you were in like a while back?
Yeah, you know, it even happened again after I played Infamous. I got into a small one again. Mm. Although I was still playing racing games, but I'm out into Prince Persia, waiting for some May stuff to come. I'm fucking ready. And E3, man, especially those first 2 days, those are like two of my favorite days of the entire year.
Cool.
I'm ready.
Alright. Final thoughts. Looking forward to upcoming E3. I'm kind of happy that May and June are actually going to have games for us to look forward to and not just have, you know, dry spell of spring and summer before E3 actually hits. What else? I'm kind of sad that Uncharted is falling apart before our eyes.
That's probably not true.
It's not true.
Just say, have faith.
I have it, man. I bought 3 games. I know what's up. I was all about the trilogy when 2 was out and went back and bought the first game and immediately bought the 3rd game. Did that Subway shit. So, I bought them sandwiches, man. I got them free guns. Looking forward to more Assassin's Creed, especially that co-op campaign. I just hope it's not just, you know, it probably is going to be more fucking Abstergo bullshit, but, you know, more co-op.
Prove me wrong and it don't suck.
It's going to be okay.
Probably going to suck, bro.
Look, we got pirates, so I'm looking forward to what they do with the French Revolution. So
I can't even get on board with all that, bro. I still haven't played 4. You know what? Just can't get on board.
Well, go fucking... I don't know what to tell you, man. French Revolution shit was kind of cool. You're going to have a lot of boobs in that game. Guarantee it.
Oh, well, that's totally a seller.
It is. I mean, that's what sold Thief. Just saying. what else? I don't know. Just looking forward to more games. So, let's start with our shout-outs. Okay. Since you don't have any final thoughts, stuff, do you have any shout-outs?
I can come up with something. on the fly.
Go ahead.
Shout-outs to the team-up randoms that I have now grown to love playing team-up with and talking shit with for several
Thanks,
hours
Crows.
on a nightly basis.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
Okay.
It'll all be hate. Like, for some reason, my name keeps getting brought up into the chat box for some reason. With just straight hate for no reason. Like, I've barely been on the site from the get-go. I'm too busy. And I got hate.
It's because you're popular. If you got haters, that means you're doing something right. So. Swirly. Final, shout-outs?
Oh, shout-outs to my Apex guys.
You cheated.
I'm
she
awesome.
Totally used cheat codes.
It was pretty awesome though. In our last race night, I won 5 of the 6 races.
Thank you. Totally cheated.
The only reason I didn't win that the 6th race is because
for
my Xbox dashboarded me for no reason twice.
Xbox off.
And I was just like, "What the fuck." Shout out to my coworkers at Gamer Assault Weekly. Shout outs to my league guys over at Realistic Racing. And a shout out to these lovely two gentlemen here on the show with me.
Thanks, buddy.
You gay, bro?
Totally. Poor Romo. Shoutouts, Mike Swirly, shoutouts to you guys for continuing the tradition that is the Virtual Sports Network Arcade Radio Podcast, episode number 92. Looking forward to number 93 next week, maybe this weekend. Probably next week, though. Listeners, those who still listen to us, and subscribe to us on iTunes, and check us out on, again, uppercase VSN, lowercase gaming on the Twitter. Get the tweet strong. What else? Those who are actually following us on Podomatic, I don't know who we are, but appreciate it. Little US, Canada, UK, and other country listeners.
China.
Especially those who are out in Madagascar and China.
Don't forget
those
about
those are my favorites, true, so I love looking at that map for that reason.
Don't forget our crisis people.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Who else? Thank you to the gaming industry for keeping it real and keeping it interesting for the last couple months, because without you guys, I'd be really bored and still be playing LEGO Marvel and AC4. Instead, I get to play games like Octodad and Trials and Mercenary Kings. So awesome. So, shout-outs to those who, was it Tribute Games, I think it was? Tribute Games worked on Mercenary Kings, so big ups to them. What else? Yeah. Shout-outs to he who should not be named, Mr. Bomaruski, as well. I am Eddie, wherever you're at. Who else? Handle, for your late-breaking news. Burnto for life, whoever couch you're couch you're serving on currently.
Fuck him.
Oh, man.
Never shows up to our shows.
If you're still listening, we appreciate it.
Totally pretend like he didn't know us if we saw him at E3.
Dude, I would just totally fucking hockey shirt him and beat his ass if I saw him. Like, fuck you, you don't know me, you ass.
You know exactly who I am, Josh Miller.
I see you, boss, you bastard.
Where's Josh Miller? Oh my god, that was the best night ever.
Yes, it was.
We were way too entertained.
Our entire night was awesome. A story for another day, though. Shout outs to Garrett. I know he listens. Thanks, buddy. Ike, I guess he listens too. And anybody else that I'm forgetting, I apologize, but thank you as well. So without further ado, this has been episode 92 of the Virtual Sports Network Arcade Radio Podcast, and we're done. So say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Smooches.
Peace. Thanks for listening.